Hare Krishna. Just as the electricity is illuminating these bulbs, similarly, our impure mind activates our senses in the wrong direction. Just like when you program a microprocessing device with some kind of program through which you can activate the servo motors for linear movements or rotary movements or whatever movements. So the movement of the motors will depend on the program written. In the same manner, our movements of our hands, our legs, our eyes, our ears and tongue, and different senses of our body will depend on what kind of scripts we have in our mind. For example, if there is an impure script in my mind, then my eyes will go in the wrong direction. Hands will go in the wrong direction. Legs will go in the wrong direction. If there is a pure script in my mind, then my legs will go to the temple. My hand will offer a flower to God. And my eyes will want to take darshan of God. So it is a very simple concept that Bhagavad Gita explains in the 6th chapter. That all of our senses act simply like servomotors activated by the microprocessing device, mind. Mind is also compared to a hard disk in which once virus enters, then it gives a lot of trouble. Just like in your computer, if you have a virus, it hangs for a long time. You get fed up. You get frustrated. Similarly, when the virus enters our minds, modern day situation is very much observable. And the youths are very depressed. They are very frustrated. They are very angry. And oftentimes, they are afflicted by anger, pride, lust, greed, illusion, envy, rivalry and all these things. So where are these things arising from? They all are the impurity that are stacked in the mind, which is making them suffer. So I met one psychiatrist, doctor, who told me that sometimes in the modern times, even young boys have the problem of hypertension. Mind racing too fast. He said the reason for this culture is everything is unnecessarily speeded up now. Everyone wants to have a mobile. Everyone wants to play video games. And everyone wants to do everything in computer. And everyone wants to do things as quickly as possible. As fastly as possible. And everyone wants to be first. Ahead of others. So he said that this kind of unnecessary race has been created. What is this race? Race is rivalry, anger, competitiveness and envy. That is race. Modern times. So because of which the mind is very hyperactive. Result? The result is when one becomes overly activated, one gets tired, one gets into depression, inferiority complex, and a feeling of lacking in oneself. And over a period of time, one may go for committing suicide, or one may go mad, one can go crazy. So he was telling, we have some tablets which we administer to the young boys who come. But the problem with those tablets is, after you eat the tablet, it can control your mind. Exactly like tying up a monkey with his hands and legs with a rope. Just imagine this scene. There is a very active monkey who wants to run everywhere all around. And you tie his hands, tie his legs. How morose he will be. Similarly, he said, it is possible to suppress the mind and control the mind with tablets. The result is, one becomes very dull. One becomes very, again, although you are controlled artificially, it's called as artificial repression. The result of which is, sometimes it comes out as side effects, many other side effects. So people who eat these psychiatric tablets, if you see them, sometimes they'll be, they will appear a bit crazy. Their craziness actually comes from artificial repression. So he was telling, I'm very amazed how when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it not only cleanses the impurity in the mind, the virus is removed, So the most latest Kali Yuga software is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because the virus software company keeps supplying the latest softwares, isn't it? So although there is Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya and so many other mantras are there. Ram 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 Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Jai Jai Ramakrishna Hari. The most latest software is Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. So when you apply this Mahamantra, what happens? It cleanses the virus in our mind and makes it free from it. Result is your hands, your legs, your eyes, your tongue, your ears, all of them will become pure. And they will start delighting in purity. Just like this early morning, we are standing in front of Radha and Krishna and we are singing, we are dancing, we are offering water to Tulasi. So actually the living being or soul is like an innocent child. It's very pure in nature. Just like a water that comes from the sky is very transparent and pure. But when it mixes with the red color sand, it becomes reddish. It mixes with black color sand, it becomes blackish. Similarly, every living being is potentially a pure devotee. It's pure. But when we come to this world, we get afflicted by the impurity or the virus, which we pick up after coming here. Just like there was swine flu, isn't it? Some time ago. When you're walking in the road, somebody has deposited some virus, you just pick up. Karanam guna sangosya. By guna sangha, rajoguna, tamoguna, sattoguna, when you pick up, then the virus enters into your system and then it creates trouble. So, by keeping good company, like you all have now, you have come to the temple and you have so many other good devotee friends, your seniors. By keeping good company, you can avoid the virus entering into your system, especially the virus in Kali Yuga, all the dangers, and you can save yourself from an agitated mind or a racing mind or a hyperactive mind. And by giving the right input, pure things, to your mind, then your senses also will be activated in the right direction for your ultimate good. It's possible. The beauty of chanting Mahamantra is what? Not only it controls your mind, it removes all the impurity from the mind, it controls the mind, and even after being controlled, you are very jolly. You can be very cheerful and very happy. Not like the artificial tablets that produce some bad side effects. There are no side effects. You internally feel happy, you are externally happy, and your life is blossoming like a blossoming flower. You can become truly happy. In fact, chanting the Mahamantra will increase your virtuous tendencies. It will always inspire you to be a good person. You will always think good about others. You will always want to do good for the world. You will always want to be virtuous. Like Krishna says in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Daivi Sampat and Asuri Sampat. There are divine qualities, there are demoniac qualities. If you chant Hare Krishna regularly, all the divine qualities will manifest in you. And also you will see, you will become more and more like a devata. And although as the time goes, you will see that it is likely that you may be struggling to give up impure habits. But at the same time, as you progress, you will be able to gradually overcome them. And come to a point of ultimate purity when you will be taken back home, back to Godhead. To be eternally happy forever. So, this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra is like putting a kavach on your body. Like when you go for a... Nowadays politicians, they have a bulletproof jeep. So, if you are sitting inside a bulletproof jeep, like Kennedy was shot... He died because he didn't have a bulletproof jeep that time. So he was shot in the head, he was finished. But if you have a bulletproof jeep, you are covered. The glass, even if somebody sends a bullet, it cannot enter into the glass and kill the person inside. So when you wake up early in the morning every day and put this kavach around your body, like we wear the tilak also, tilak and different parts of the body, that is also a kavach. And chanting the holy name is another type of kavach. Shield. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. By repeated recitation, a kind of spiritual cloud is created around you. That acts as a, although we cannot see it with our eyes, it produces a particular type of aura in you. A particular kind of atmosphere around you, Just like there's an electromagnetic field all around you. You can't see it unless you have a receiver and television to see it. Similarly, there is God all around us. The electromagnetic waves cannot be heard, they cannot be seen, they cannot be touched, they cannot be felt, but they can be received by a mobile or a television or internet. Isn't it? Similarly, God is all around us. Although we cannot see Him, we cannot feel Him, we cannot touch Him, we cannot sense Him. But when we chant Hare Krishna more and more and more, then the heart becomes like a spiritual television in which the Lord's beautiful face and His form gets manifested. And by chanting Hare Krishna more and more, we'll be brought more and more close to the vicinity of the Lord. And we'll be able to very easily overcome all the vices. And we become virtuous, endowed with all divine qualities. We become happy in this life. We become happy for all time to come, eternally. And in this way, wearing this kavach of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can walk on the MG road without getting any damaged. You can walk in New York. You can also go to any other planet also. Heavenly planet. You can go to Swargulaka without getting attracted to Urvashi. Like Arjuna could do. So, this is the power of the holy name. Lust, greed, anger, pride, envy, illusion. All these are like dogs. Imagine there's a dog with a foaming mouth, with a rabies teeth. He's coming to bite you. And you are running here. The more you run, the more it chases after you. But the devotee sangha, association of devotees, is like a stick. With a stick, you can chase away the dog. But you beat him, he runs away. But sometimes they come again also. Again and again, you have to wave the stick and beat it, left, right. Sometimes imagine six dogs are attacking you simultaneously. And you have one dog, you're beating, another dog is coming. You beat another. It's like we are being chased by all these bad habits, especially in this day and age. So remain in the good sangha of devotees, you can drive away the bad dogs. And when you chant the holy name, all dogs vanish from your sight. You don't see them anymore. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desert trees, who are ocean of mercy, and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha.